word of God's speed, which you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White the Third with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary, one of the, if not the best, devotional commentary ever written, with great life application. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be revived and the world would be saved and awakened. Today we are reading Jeremiah chapter 47. The word of the Lord that came to Jeremiah the prophet against the Philistines before that Pharaoh smote Gaza. Thus saith the Lord, behold, waters rise up out of the north, and shall be an overflowing flood, and shall overflow the land and all that is therein. The city and them that dwell therein, then the men shall cry, and all the inhabitants of the land shall howl. At the noise of the snapping of the hoofs of his strong horses, at the rushing of his chariots, and at the rumbling of his wheels, the fathers shall not look back to their children for feebleness of hands. Because of the day that cometh to spoil all the Philistines, and to cut off from Tyrus and Zidon every helper that remaineth, for the Lord will spoil the Philistines, the remnant of the country of Kaphtor. Baldness is come upon Gaza. Ashkelon is cut off with the remnant of their valley. How long wilt thou cut thyself? O thou sword of the Lord, how long will it be ere thou be quiet? Put up thyself into thy scabbard, rest, and be still. How can it be quiet, seeing the Lord hath given it a charge against Ashkelon and against the seashore? There hath he appointed it. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jeremiah chapter 47. Now here is the sense of it from Matthew Henry's commentary. The Philistines always have been enemies to Israel, but the Chaldean army shall overflow their land like a deluge. Those whom God will spoil must be spoiled, for when the Lord intends to destroy the wicked, he will cut off every helper. So deplorable are the desolations of war that the blessings of peace are most desirable. But we must submit to his appointments, who ordains all in perfect wisdom and justice. Dear friends, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand God's Word and apply it to your life. For obedience to the Word of God is your success in life. First and foremost, if you have never trusted Christ as Savior, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou you shall be saved. May God bless you. Real good is my prayer. Please stay tuned for a full presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can understand how to be saved from hell and gain a home in heaven. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6